Welcome to the Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. This simple, scripturally sound preaching and teaching of the Word of God will direct you to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Follow the Shepherd's Voice into the green pastures that God has purposed for you. There, you'll find rest for your soul and the fulfilled Christian experience you crave. God bless you as you listen.
Amen and amen. Please be on your feet with me. James chapter 1 verse 22. James chapter 1 verse 22. The scripture says that, "But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." So it means that anyone who hears the word of God and does not do it deceives his or herself. And this morning, I want you to pray for yourself that, "Father, for today, your word that will come, let me be a doer." For a minute, lift up your voice and pray. That you will be a doer of the word of God, so that you will not deceive yourself today. Lift up your voice. Rebandolobo santala makapande rebayata sata. Lebrande debo sita debo lobo sita debayanta laba. Rekasuta la makapande deba. Pray for yourself and say, "Father, help me that I will be a doer of your word in the name of the Lord Jesus." Mande debo sita debayata sata. Rebandolobo zinda la bababa. Liko shite de bayan si vandolobo sataya. Rabandolobo shikende de bayata sata. In the name of Jesus. Glory. Glory. Help me sing it. Glory to the Lamb. Close your eyes and worship the Lord this morning. Glory. Glory. Worship him wherever you are. Upon the throne. And you reign in righteousness forever. Over all that dwell on. Lift up your voice and sing glory to the Lamb. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, oh yes, Lord, glory, mande de bosa, glory to the Lamb, glory, glory, oh glory, glory. Upon the throne, the Lamb upon the throne. Oh, oh, and you who reign in righteousness forever over all that dwell on the earth. Father, this morning we want to thank you for the privilege to come once again into your presence. It's time for us to hear your word. And Father, we pray, committing your word into your hands. I pray in the name of Jesus that your word will bring an impact into our lives. We come against any familiar spirits, and we declare that let this atmosphere be an atmosphere that the Spirit of God will move than never before. Father, I hide myself behind the cross this morning, and I pray that you will have mercy upon me and use me to your glory. In Jesus' mighty name that we've prayed, and everybody said an amen. Put your hands together once again, and please be seated. Please be seated. Please be seated. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. It's good to see all of you in church. And this morning, I give thanks to God for my life, for calling me into the ministry. It's a privilege. And I want to give God the praise and the glory. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. And I also want to thank my pastor, Pastor Johnny. What an introduction. Put your hands together. Let's give thanks for the life of our pastor. Daddy, thank you for this opportunity that you are seated in the service and you want me to preach. It's a blessing. I'm very, very honored, and God bless you for this privilege. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Also, Mama Dorothy is in our midst. I want to thank God for her life. She's a blessing. Mama Dorothy is a blessing, especially to my life. And I want to thank God for her life. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. I also want to thank God for the life of my wife, Esther. Thank you for loving me. It's a blessing to have you. Amen. And I thank God for the life of all the pastors seated here. And also want to thank God for your life. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. All right. So we want to move into the word. Today, I'm going to teach. Today, you are not going to receive anything per se, but the word of God will bring you power. Hallelujah. So I'm going to teach. Can I teach today? Yes. Hallelujah. So at the beginning of the year 2024, our pastor declared the year as our year of becoming more like Jesus. So this year is our year of becoming more like Jesus, isn't it? And whenever you want to become like somebody, whenever you have in mind that you want to become like somebody, you must do what the person would do, isn't it? And we striving this year that we want to become more like Jesus. It means that we have to do what Jesus did whilst on earth. Hallelujah. Because it's our year of becoming more like Jesus. And we want to do what Jesus did whilst he was on this earth. Amen. And Jesus Christ was on this earth, did a lot of things. But one of the things that you can vividly say about Jesus is that Jesus had a certain heart towards the lost. He had a certain heart towards winning. You and I must have a certain mind towards soul winning. It's a necessity. And soul winning is very, very important to God. As I'm talking to you now, I want you to understand that our Father in heaven does not joke with soul winning. Hallelujah. So I'm sharing with you the necessity of soul winning. Why is soul winning so important? Number one, soul winning is important because of the sacrifice of the Master on the cross. Soul winning is important. He gave his son. Just imagine that you have one son and you need to save people, and you give your son to go and die for them. What a sacrifice. And this sacrifice, we cannot take it for granted. That is why you and I must always have it in mind that soul winning is a necessity because of this great sacrifice that Jesus came to sacrifice on the cross. Hallelujah. So Calvary must not be in vain. Because of you and I, Calvary must not be in vain. Hallelujah. Number two reason why soul winning is important is because of the value of a soul. Number two reason why soul winning is important. I want you to understand why soul winning is important is because of the value of a soul. And ladies and gentlemen, souls are important because every human being is a carrier of the image of God. Every human being that you see on this earth is a carrier of the image of God. Genesis chapter 1 verse 27. You need to help me, please. Genesis chapter 1 verse. So Bible says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him. Male and female created he them. So every human being that you see on earth is a carrier of God's image. You have a deposit of God's image in you. Genesis chapter 2 verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So everybody that you see on earth has a part of God in him. So soul winning is very important because of the value of a soul. Hallelujah. Because of the value of a soul. Mark chapter 8 verse 36. Mark chapter 8 verse 36. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? So here you can see that a soul is being compared to gaining the whole world. And the scripture says that you cannot compare gaining the whole world to that of a soul. And anyone that you see, the person carries an image of God. And any souls that dies and go to hell, it is an irreplaceable loss to God. Yeah, have it in mind. That anyone that you see that we don't preach to and the person dies and go to hell. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it is an irreplaceable loss to God. Yeah. So we have to value souls. We have to value souls. We have to be people who know that, no, I have to win soul. I have to tell somebody about Jesus. It is not a joke. A soul is more important than gaining the whole world. Hallelujah. Are you here with me?
Yes.
A soul is very, very important than gaining the whole world. Number three reason why we should be soul winners. Because of the brevity of life. Because of the brevity of life. Ladies and gentlemen, life is short. Life is very brief. Life is very short. So you and I, as we are God's workmanship, we have to work towards winning people into God's kingdom, because life on earth is very, very, very short. Hallelujah. James chapter 4 verse 14. James 4 verse 14. He said, whereas ye know not what shall be on tomorrow. For what is your life? What is your life? Then James went ahead to say that it is even a vapor that appeared for a little time and then vanished away. Life is very short. There is no time. So we have to be people who have a certain mind towards soul winning. Life is very short. What is your life? Anyone that you see today, you cannot guarantee his or her tomorrow. The drunkard that is in your area, that you need to tell him about Jesus, and you keep postponing it, that I will say it later. You cannot guarantee his or her tomorrow, because Bible says that our life is like a vapor. Our life is like a vapor. So winning is very important because our life is very short. So we have to take this very, very seriously. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 7. It says that then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Every human being, there is a spirit in you, and that spirit will return to God. And it's either that spirit will go to heaven or hell. That is how come you and I must be like Jesus. Bible says that when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion. We have to be people who will be moved with compassion towards souls. You cannot be a Christian who just come. It's nice you come to church. I mean, we like to see you around. But you can also not miss this part of winning souls into the kingdom of God. Life is short. And people are dying. People are going to hell if you don't know. I'm telling you. We need to talk to them about Christ. Hallelujah. Number four, I'm about to close. Why is soul winning very important to you and I? Because of the reality of eternal hell. Because of the reality of eternal hell. Psalms 9 verse 7. But the Lord shall endure forever. He has prepared his throne. Verse 17. Psalms 9 verse 17. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Ladies and gentlemen, let us understand that hell is real. And Bible says that the wicked will go to hell. So we have to be alert and be on board so that we can, as much as possible, talk to people about Christ. Hallelujah. Daniel chapter 12, verse 2. Daniel chapter 12, verse 2. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. We need to save the lost because of the reality of hell. When we talk about hell, it's not a joke. We are not joking. I think we are getting to a point as believers that we think the hell thing, you know, it doesn't really exist. But ladies and gentlemen, it's real. It's real. That's how come you cannot afford for your brother or your sister or for a soul to go to hell. Hell is real. One day I was preaching to somebody and I told the person about the parable that Jesus gave about Lazarus and the rich man. And I told him that when the rich man died, he went to hell. And when the poor man died, he went to heaven. Then the guy looked at me and said, "Oh, Charlie, these are stories." So, Charlie, these are stories. You see, the devil will make people to think these are stories. That's the aim of the devil. So you and I must get on board to let people understand that there is a place called heaven and there is a place called hell. That when we leave this earth, that is not the end. There is a place called heaven, there is a place called hell. Hell is real. We shouldn't allow our neighbors to go to hell. We shouldn't allow our friends to go to hell. We have to preach the gospel at all costs. We have to be able to tell somebody that Jesus loves them. And this is not just for pastors. It's not just for church workers. Everybody seated here today, you need to tell somebody about Jesus. And never joke with it. I said, oh, never joke with it. Never joke with it, because hell is real. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Look at what Jesus, the Bible says in Mark chapter 43, verse 48. It says that if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go to hell. So look at what the Bible is saying here. That even if for you not to have legs or hands or eye, and you go to heaven, it's better. Just imagine your life without having hands and legs. But scripture says that it's better. It means that hell is real. We are not joking. Hallelujah. We are not joking when we talk about hell is real. Number 5 reasons why soul winning is very important is because of the shortness of time. The shortness of time. Turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, time no day. There's no time, I'm telling you. The shortness of time. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 29. But this I say, brethren, the time is short. The time is short. What are you waiting for, my brother? What are you waiting for, my sister? To tell somebody about Jesus. The time is short. We don't want that person to go to hell. You have to tell somebody about Jesus and bring the person into God's kingdom. There are many people in our areas that we bypass them every day and we don't tell them anything about Christ. But I want you to understand that the time is short and you are God's workmanship. The time is short. You need to preach the gospel. What are you waiting for? You want to become a pastor before you preach? You want to become a big man or a big woman before you preach? You want to have a wife before you preach? You want to have a husband before you preach? You want to get to America before you preach? No. It's like when I get to America and the world will be on fire for God. America for fire. So your motto is America for fire. When I get there, God, when I get there, your gospel, they won't hear me. Take me there. Carry me, they go. Jehovah, carry me, they go, they go, they go. No. Here in Ghana, we have to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Because the time is very short. The time is very short. Number six reason why you and I must take soul winning very important. And you say, this message that I'm preaching, I need you to really think about it. I need you to think about it. Because one day, you may regret and say that, hey God, because of me, this person didn't come to heaven. I need you to think about it. Number six. Number six reason why soul winning is important to God and must also therefore be important to you and I is because of the restlessness of the enemy. The restlessness of the enemy. Job chapter 1 verse 7. The enemy doesn't rest. Job 1 7. And the Lord said to Satan, from where do you come? So Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro on the earth and from walking back forth on earth. So this is God talking to Satan. And Satan was like, Charlie, me there, my job, I'm just walking. I don't rest. I'm just walking around. I don't rest. So you and I must also not rest. Let us understand that the enemy doesn't rest. And the enemy wants a lot of people to go to hell. I don't know about you. When you walk about and you see people who are not saved, how do you feel? How do you feel? Let us understand that the enemy wants to send them to hell. But we have to stand up. We have to be soul winners. Hallelujah. We have to be soul winners. We have to come on board and win soul for the Lord. Number seven reason why soul winning is important is because of the love and the heart of the Father. Because of the love and the heart of the Father. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. But the Lord is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You see, when you see someone saying that, oh, that a long time that people said Jesus will come, he's not coming. This scripture is addressing it. It's not that God is slack not to come, but he's long-suffering towards us. God is just expecting one more person to be saved. Hallelujah. I said God is expecting one more person to come to heaven. God is expecting one more person to come to heaven. So we need to take soul winning very seriously. In Luke chapter 15, talking about the prodigal son. And Bible says that when the prodigal son went to the father, I believe Luke 15 verse 20, let's read it. When he came to himself and he went back to the father, look at what the scripture says. The scripture says that, and he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. So the father was waiting for the son to come home. God is waiting for souls to come home. Through you and I, God is waiting for somebody to come to heaven because of you. The father was waiting for the son to come home. And Bible says that when he saw him, he fell on his neck and he kissed him. Hallelujah. This is what, you see, let me tell you what heaven celebrates. This is what heaven celebrates. That a soul will come back to the kingdom. Hallelujah. This is what heaven celebrates. Heaven celebrates that a soul will come back to the Father. And the heart of the Father is literally on the field looking for the prodigals. God's heart is on the field. God is looking for the prodigals. God is looking for people that will come into his kingdom. And it's something that we must not joke with. It's something that we have to think about. My brothers and my sisters in the Lord, I beg you, we have to think about it. That God wants the prodigals to come back to him. Hallelujah. Bible says that the whole heaven rejoices over a soul that is saved. It means that soul is very, very important to God. And as we are living here today, let us have that mindset that we are not just here for being here sick, but we have to get on board to be soul winners. You have to grasp every opportunity to win a soul. Yeah. 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 Recently, I was thinking about myself and I was asking myself questions like, am I doing more for God? Or is there something that I have to do? Then I was calculating. So last month, how many new people did I bring to church? And I was afraid. I don't know about you. But you see, we have to think about this. We have to think about it. I beg you, think about it. If you don't think about any soul, the only thing you think about is your red bag and your red suit to match. I mean, it's good to think about those things, but the main thing must be the main thing. Soul winning. Think about a soul. Hallelujah. And I want to advise the church. Can I advise the church? I'm almost done preaching. Advice number one. Advice number one. The best way to live is to live for God and not for self. It's an advice. I gave you 7 reasons why soul winning is important. And I want to advise the church. It's not easy. Number one. The best way to live is to live for God and not for self. Philippians chapter 1 verse 21. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. The best way for you to live is to live for Christ. Are you going to heaven with an empty hand? Are you going to heaven without a soul? My brother, are you going to heaven without a soul? Is that what you are going to do? You are going to meet God, God that gave his son for us, that we will be saved. And you are going to meet him without a soul. Are you living for God? And anyone who lives for God is someone who has souls. You are people that you bring into God's kingdom. And the best way for you to live is to live for Christ. Don't live for yourself. If you live for yourself, you always think about yourself. If you live for yourself, if there is a crusade, you will say you won't come. Yeah, because you are not thinking about God. You are not thinking about the things of God. If you live for yourself, when we have a crusade, you won't come. You will be doing other things. You are thinking about your own life and other things. But having a crusade is a time for us to get on board and win souls into the kingdom of God. And anyone who lives for God, when we have such activities in the church, you have to be on board. Because you are no more living for yourself. You are living for God. And you are thinking that when I get to heaven, at least I should hold about one or two souls. One or two souls will come to me and say, thank you, Pastor Elvis. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you that you told me that Jesus loves me. We need to live for God and not for self. Number two advice. If you attend to what is close to the heart of God, God will attend to what is close to your heart. If you attend to what is close to the heart of God, God will attend to what is close to your heart. If you bear the burdens of God, God will bear your burdens. I'm telling you, my brother. If you bear the burdens of God, God will bear your burdens. God will bear your burdens. Are you bearing the burdens of God? Are you thinking about God? Are you thinking about the kingdom?
Are you thinking about how we can expand the kingdom? Are you thinking about it? And if you answer and if you say to me that yes, you are thinking about it, are you doing what you have to do? When was the last time you even said to somebody that God loves you? When was the last time? When you attend to what burdens God, God will attend to what matters to you. If you are thinking about God, God will think about you. And you can't tell me that you are thinking about God and you don't win a soul for Him. We need to bear the burdens of God. The burdens of God is that none should perish. That none should perish. Ladies and gentlemen, I said the burdens of God is that none should perish. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9. Look at it. That is one of the burdens of God. He said the Lord is not slack in concerning His promises. As some count, we read that scripture already. Look at the last part. He said that none should perish. None. That is the burden that God wants us to carry. That none will perish. You have to tell yourself that so far you are concerned, none will perish within your domain. Because of you, people surrounded by you, is that what to say it? They won't perish. You have to have it in mind. You have to have it in mind. Don't wait for a pastor to preach. Don't wait for an apostle to preach. Don't wait for a bishop to preach. You must also carry the gospel. You must carry the burden of Christ. And I said the burden of Christ is that none should perish. None should come to hell. Don't come to hell. That is what God is saying. Don't come. Don't come. Don't come. There is a soul coming to hell. And God is shouting, Abu, this soul shouldn't come to hell because of you. This soul shouldn't come to hell because of you. Can you do something about it? God is shouting your name, Clever. This soul shouldn't go to hell. Can you do something about it? That should be the burden of every church member. Not only in the pastor. I said, not only in the pastor. Every church member. It should be a burden. That we will carry the things of God to the latter. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Are you being blessed? Are you being blessed? Yeah. We need to carry the things of God to the lighter. If you bear the burdens of God, God will bear your burdens. This morning, if you want to listen to God's heartbeats, if you keep quiet, if you send your mind to God, just put your hand on God's heart. You hear God's heart beating. And the only thing that you'll be hearing is souls. That's God's heartbeat. I tell you, my brother, God needs to say souls. God's heartbeats. Souls. Souls should come to heaven. I don't want them to perish. I came to die for them. And you are also here. I don't want them to perish. Tell them about me. That is God's heartbeat. Hallelujah. And I want us to listen to God's heartbeat. Keep quiet. Just be quiet. Meditate. Just listen to God's heartbeat. His heart is beating. Can you hear Him? Can you hear Him? He's saying souls. Souls. They shouldn't come to hell. Do something about it. Tell them I like them. Tell them that there is a place called heaven. Tell them there's a place called hell. That's the heartbeat of God. And we need to listen to it. I don't know about you, but this, I don't know. God, we need to think about God and think about His heartbeat. His heartbeat. His heartbeat. His heartbeat. Yes, it's good. Pastor Evans, yes, you sing. It's good. That's fine. But the heartbeat of God is souls. You need to bring somebody to Christ. That is a heartbeat. Hallelujah. The heartbeat of God is souls. Number three, advice. I'll give four of it, then we close. Number three. If you facilitate the joy of heaven, heaven must facilitate the joy of your life. if you facilitate the joy of heaven. Heaven must, it's a must, facilitate the joy of your life. Luke chapter 15, verse 7. Will you facilitate the joy of heaven? And what is the joy of heaven? The scripture says that, I say to you, Luke 15, verse 7. It says that, I say unto you, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repented, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. So what the scripture is explaining is that, you see, all of us sitting over here, we are just, we know Jesus as our Lord and personal Savior. That is fine. God is happy about it. But I'm telling you that in today's gathering, what will make God very happy is that one person will give his life to Christ. One person compared to all of us seated over here. So a soul is very important to God, and you have to facilitate the joy of heaven, because anyone that goes to heaven, there is joy. And when you facilitate the joy of heaven, you will also not lack joy in your life. You enjoy the joy of the Lord, and that will be your strength. Could it be that this day, the way you are not happy, things are not really, you don't even know what is a problem. Could it be that you are not facilitating the joy of heaven? Could it be? And what is facilitating the joy of heaven? It's winning a soul. It's winning a soul. Hallelujah. It's winning a soul. The last point, and I close for today. The last advice. Number four, please be wise. Pour your life, your time, your energy, and your resources into what matters for time and eternity. Number four advice, please be wise. Pour your life, your time, your energy, and your resources into what matter for time and eternity. I want you to understand that what matter for time and eternity is we going to heaven. It's when we get to heaven that we receive, well done, good and faithful servant, from the Lord. That is what matters. So pour your time. Your time. God needs your time. Your energy. Give it to God. Your money, your resources, everything that you need for the kingdom of God to advance, give it to God. God needs your brain, Madam Accountant. God needs your brain, Mr. Doctor. God needs your brain. God needs all of us. He needs our energy. And this morning, I want to plead with you that put your life, your time, your energy, your resources into what matters for time and eternity. And think about it carefully. Are you sure you are really putting your time into the things of God? Are you sure you are really putting your energy into the things of God? Are you sure you are really putting your resources into the things of God? Are you really, really sure? Are you really, really sure? I'm leaving you with this question. Are you really, really sure? And I pray that God will help us, that we'll be people who have a certain mind for souls, a certain heart for souls, that will stand in the gap and say that this soul through me will go to heaven. I pray for you that as you live here, you will become someone who thinks about the things of God. Let's think about our God. Is there a song like that? Let's think about our God. He gave us all. Let's think about Him. And get on board. I beg you. Church, let's get on board. It's not just for the pastor. It's not just for the assembly heads. It's not just for the serious Christian. It's for all of us that we need to win the souls. I beg you, let's get on board. tell yourself that this thing that, you know, we have been hearing, bring a soul to church, it's not just a fallacy. It's something very, very important. And let's do that so that when we get to heaven, God will look at us and smile and say, well done, good and faithful servant. As you are seated, I want you to pray for yourself. And tell God that, God, is there something that I have to do? It's like I'm joking with this thing called soul winning. It's like I'm not getting it well. Can you help me? Can you help me? Can you help me? I want to get on board. Just reflect on your life. Reflect on your life that since you've been a Christian, in reality, you don't have anyone in Christ. That's what I'm saying. Maybe you've not thought about it, but as you are seated, since you've been a Christian, in reality, you don't have anybody that you brought to Christ. Maybe you are missing it. Pray for yourself and ask God to help you, that you take this work very, very seriously. Ask Jesus that you need his heart. Ask Jesus that you need his heart. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ask Jesus that he should give you his heart. Ask him to 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 give you his heart. As Michelle helped me to sing, a heart like yours is my desire. Can you sing that song for me? Oh, Jesus, just pray. A heart like yours is my desire. That should be your prayer in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Heart like yours is my desire. Everybody just sing it with me. Heart like yours. It's what I'm searching for. Oh, full of compassion. Nothing wrong with it. Please hear me, Lord. Give me a heart like yours. Don't rush it. Let it be a prayer. A heart like yours. A heart like yours. God is working on your heart. And you will love soul winning once again. You will love soul winning once again. You will love it once again. Oh, full of compassion. Compassion towards the lost. Nothing wrong. Say, please hear me, Lord. Please hear me, Lord. Give me a heart. For the last time, a heart like yours. A heart like yours. Oh God, give us a heart like yours. Oh, a heart like yours. Oh, it's what I'm searching for. Full of compassion. Full of compassion. Nothing wrong with the heart. Nothing wrong with it. Please hear me, Lord.
Please hear me, Lord.
Give me a heart like yours. Please hear me, Lord. Please hear me, Lord. Give me a heart. Are you really serious praying this way? Please hear me, Lord. Please hear me, Lord. Me heart. Please hear me, Lord. Please hear me, Lord. Give me a heart like you. Father, we thank you for your word today. A heart like yours is what we desire. That heart that will move towards the lost. That heart that will have compassion towards the lost. Revive your church once again. Give us that heart to preach your word and through us
may others come into your kingdom. If you are here, you are not born again, every eye closed and every head bowed, you don't know Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, I spoke about how hell is not a joke, it's a reality. And anyone who is not born again will go to hell. But there is a room at the cross for you. You want to say, Pastor, I want to give my heart to Jesus. I want him to come into my heart. Can you please pray with me? Yes, I can pray with you. Just lift up your right hand with me as you are seated. Church, let's pray this prayer. Let's say, Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Please forgive me of all my sins and write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. I am saved in Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to put your hands together for Jesus.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. We do hope that you were greatly blessed. For further inquiries, please call, WhatsApp, or send an SMS text to +233 243 886 622. God bless you.